There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's get some more insight on the big business story in Dubai of the past 24 hours, which is Emirates Airline Group and the news that the Dubai government is going to invest fresh equity into Emirates in the light of the corona outbreak. Delighted to be joined on the line by aviation expert, a partner at the law firm Kennedy's here in Dubai, Nick Humphrey. Morning, Nick.
Good morning, Richard.
So I guess this was perhaps no surprise. What was your reaction to this news?
Well, it was reasonably foreshadowed, particularly the UAE supporting its flag carriers. Given the importance of Emirates to the Dubai economy and UAE economy more broadly, this comes as, yeah, definitely no surprise whatsoever.
And it's part of a pattern, isn't it? Because we've seen this across the world. Singapore was one of the first to get a significant investment from its shareholder, which is Temasek, the sovereign wealth fund in Singapore. But even in the United States, there's talk of $50 billion for the likes of American and United.
Yes, it will be interesting, I guess, if you look at across from Emirates Airlines, its ownership, because it's singularly owned by the Investment Corporation of Dubai, versus Singapore Airlines. Yes, its major shareholder is Temasek, but it is a listed company which is owned by various banks. And then you've got American Airlines and the other US airlines, which are listed companies. So the way in which these airlines are supported will vary because of the various ways that they are owned. So what will be interesting is, whilst with Emirates, they've identified that there'll be an injection of equity, Emirates Airlines itself doesn't have share capital per se, so it will be, one would expect, various forms of support that have been flagged and been really requested by IATA.
There are you mentioned IATA there, the industry body, various figures bandied around by them. The latest one was $252 billion throughout 2020, but there are others as well. For the aviation industry, can you put this, Nick, into some kind of context for us? Just how difficult is it?
Well, the greatest, the most immediate difficulty, and if you have a look at, there was some numbers put out by the IATA economist the past few days, and they look at the cash burn, and that's the big term they're using is cash burn, because there's an immediate release of cash in ticket refunds, and the number that IATA is putting at the moment is $35 billion in ticket refunds. Now, airlines tend to sit on a lot of cash because they're looking at forward-looking flights. Now, you take that away and suddenly they're getting into a very precarious position. And what will happen will be in those countries which have got very strong insolvency laws, they'll be hitting on the insolvency door and will have to get in other people to look over their affairs. So the immediate issue is cash refunds. And I must say the UAE carriers have done an exceptional job in the way they've been handling their passengers. For example, Etihad has created this thing called Etihad Credit. Emirates have been offering, you know, free flight changes and also refunds. They've done a far better job than you find in other jurisdictions.
In terms of the legacy for the aviation industry, we will get through the short-term crisis. In fact, we've got an Instagram poll at the moment saying, what do you think is going to be the first bit of aviation to bounce back? Will it be leisure travel or business travel? But rebound it will. But the industry won't be the same. There will be a legacy. And one word I'm seeing crop up a lot globally in terms of aviation is consolidation. You often have this when any industry is under pressure. You had it in oil in the late 1990s. You had it in aviation in the early 2000s. Are we expecting a wave of consolidation, Nick?
Well, I was only thinking about this the other day. You know, why is the aviation industry so exposed? And it is historically an industry that requires ownership by its nationals or, you know, with flag carriers. So, for example, airlines across the region of the GCC cannot consolidate because they can't exercise their rights under bilateral air service agreements. So there needs to be a fundamental shift in allowing cross-border consolidation of airlines to be able to counteract these sort of issues. So, you know, I think what you're going to see is a lot of smaller carriers not survive through this and larger carriers get bigger, which is not dissimilar to what we saw with the banks in the global financial crisis. the small ones fell away and the bigger ones just got bigger.
Finally, Nick, in terms of the regional carriers, not many of them are listed on the stock market. You mentioned that Singapore Airlines is. Air Arabia is one of the few. We've seen its share price fall significantly. Will we see more or less airlines listed on stock markets after this?
I think it'll be a wait and see. I think they've got to get through this period of time. And it all depends on how the packages the governments offer are leveraged, whether it is in the form of shares, whether the governments become major shareholders in those airlines which aren't owned by the governments. And you know, it brings up, and the story came up in the ST overnight, you know, talking about aviation in the UAE. They bring up that old story of Emirates and Etihad merging, and that will come up amongst the aviation journalists again, no doubt, in the coming months.
Nick Humphrey, always great talking to you. Appreciate your time this morning. Nick Humphrey is an aviation expert. He's a partner at the law firm Kennedy's here in Dubai.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.